The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via all Igniting Change with Barbara Onwine, platforms by host Barbara Onwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Onwine. Get up, stand up. Stand up
good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, we got a great show for you today, and we are so happy that you have tuned in. I am so blessed to introduce my co-host, and following my introduction of my co-host, I'm going to introduce again our returning guest, Dr. Karen McCray, because we have something special we want to do at the beginning of this show. So in order to get us started, let me introduce my amazing co-host, Daryl D. Jones. He is one of our nation's most amazing attorneys. He is the chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition, one of the most creative, innovative, and bold fighters that you want in this struggle for racial justice. I'm talking about none other than Daryl Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara. It must be Tuesday, must be noon Eastern Standard Time, because we're talking about igniting change. But Barbara, today, you know, the skies over Maryland are a little gray, and the feeling in the arts community and the world of writers is a little cool today, and that's because of the passing of an outstanding novelist, an outstanding professor, an outstanding person, right? In the person of Nikki Giovanni, and Barbara's just, you know, it's a glorious Tuesday, but you know it comes with a little damper because of the light that we have lost from this world with the passing of Nikki Giovanni.
Yes, and joining us to talk about her passing is one of her many fans and one of our, you know, prominent guests who's with us often. She brings so much wisdom. We're so indebted to her for her fight. She's a member of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition. Yes, we have a mighty board, everybody, that makes sure that the work that we do nationwide, all over this country, is done well. And she is just an amazing leader in her own right, because you know she's the CEO of Concerned Black Men of America. I'm talking about none other than Dr. Karen McCray. Hi, Dr. Karen McCray.
Hey, Barbara, how are you? Hey, Daryl, how are you as well?
Doing great.
Yes, you know, we're talking in this first part of our show about an amazing legend. I mean, she, to me, you know, when I just remember, she made poetry, you know, sing in my heart. She was just an amazing woman. We're talking, of course, about Nikki Giovanni. Her full name was Yolanda Cornelia Nikki Giovanni Jr., which is really something, because, you know, there are some women who do carry that Jr. in their name. And it's something you see often, but I've known others. And she was born on June 7th, 1943. She was an African American poet, writer, critical theorist, activist, and educator. And many of you remember her, you know, strong presence during the horrible, you know, shooting at Virginia Tech University and how, you know, strongly she stood up for that community and how much the students just loved her because she gave them healing power in that time. And I just, you know, remember that so much about her. I was thinking, you know, Karen, when you think about her, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind is one of her poems when she's talking about generations of Black girls. And she says, "I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky." And I think that that kind of encapsulates Nikki Giovanni. She was unique. She was one of a kind. In her diminutive structure, she spoke among giants, you know. And ironically, over the weekend, I started looking at her conversation with James Baldwin before she passed.
Oh, wow.
Stumbled across it, and I was fascinated.
Wow.
And then there's another conversation with her and Angela Davis that I intended to get to this weekend. Because she was always one of those poets and activists that kind of eluded me. When I was younger, I kind of didn't understand her poetry. But as I got older, I began to see it and how it applied. And I am just awestruck by her intellect, but more importantly, by her compassion and the way that she spoke to a generation. And she'll be dearly missed. She's joined the ancestors. And I'm sure there's a great conversation going on between she and James Baldwin and Maya Angelou.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine. All we have is what we have now on, thankfully, that's been saved and archived. And I'm thankful for YouTube in that respect that it was even here. So, it's such a loss.
It's Daryl, thank you, Karen. That was just amazing. Just thank you for sharing some of her poetry with our audience. I'm praying that people will look her up, that you will, purchase some of her poetry to keep in your homes and to share with your friends and family. Daryl, what does she mean to you? When you think about the legacy of Nikki Giovanni?
Well, you know, Barbara, when I think of the legacy of Nikki Giovanni, I think of someone who, how do you say it, wasn't afraid. She was going to be herself and be who she was and wanted other people and encourage other people to do the same. I think of someone who wasn't afraid to take on issues, who wasn't afraid of controversy. I think of someone who was willing to write what they believed to be their reality and to have other people experience it. That's what I think of when I think of Nikki Giovanni. You know, Barbara, she was here in Maryland about 2.5-3 weeks ago in Annapolis the Banneker Douglas Tubman Museum. And, she looked sort of frail, and someone asked her, "Are you all right?" And in the frankness of which only Nikki Giovanni could speak, she said, "I'm dying. That's why I look like this. I'm dying."
Did she really say that?
And so, yes. And so, so when we heard of the passing, those were the conversations and the frankness with which she spoke and wrote that come to mind.
Ooh, that chills my soul. I mean, 81 years old. And she made her life count in so many ways. I mean, she was one of the Black women voices, along with Jane Cortez and Maya Angelou, that actually took poetry to a new level. I mean, a lot of us, were blessed to, read, Gwendolyn Brooks and, Conte Cullen and, so many Langston Hughes and so many other great poets. But when that Black arts poetry movement started in the 60s, she was right there at the center of that movement. And when she gave voice to Black women, because, in the past, Black poets you know, they made really faint references to who they were. They did not celebrate and uplift being Black nor being a Black woman. And during that Black Arts Movement, when Amiri Baraka and so many others were making sure that people were hearing, you know, from the Black community in a different way, she made sure that Black women's voices and our full vulnerability was heard. She made us visible in a way that really inspired so many other poets after her. And I just, you know, think about this, people. She was awarded an unprecedented 7 NAACP Image Awards. Did you hear me? 7, not one, but 7. She even was nominated for a Grammy. She has she's been a finalist for the National Book Award, and she authored 3 New York Times and Los Angeles Times bestsellers. Did you hear me? She wrote children's books, anthologies, poetry. She did poetry recordings. She did nonfiction essays, children's books. And all of this time, loving on people, loving on Black institutions. Mm-hmm. I saw the amazingly beautiful tribute that the Schomburg Center in New York paid to her. She just affected us nationwide. She will be missed. Any other, you know, observations, Daryl that you would like to make, Karen, because I just know that, you know, Virginia Tech University will always remember her. She was, you know, one of their distinguished professors. And as I told you, when that shooting happened, she united that campus. She gave people the healing spirit. She helped people to work through their fears and their loss, their sense and their grief in that moment. I'll never forget her in that moment. Because I watched her and was just so moved by her power.
I'm going to close my comments with one of her poems again, but I liked how when she said when she was a Black girl writing early on, they called her poetry militant. So she wrote in Gemini. So I formed a company and published myself. And then she wrote in her poem, House Cleaning, to make the point more succinctly, she said, I always liked house cleaning. Even as a child, I dug straightening the cabinets and putting new paper on the shelves. I even enjoyed washing the refrigerator inside out. And unfortunately, this habit has carried over, and I find I must remove you from my life. I'm like, get up and move. I was like, just those little tidbits, you know, you've got to really chew on them and say, uh-oh, I understand, you know, she will be dearly missed.
Oh, wow. Daryl, any parting words as we pay respect to our new ancestor, the mighty Nikki Giovanni? Any other words?
You know, Barbara, you know, people often ask the question, how do you pay respect to someone who came and just left such an indelible mark as Nikki Giovanni? I can tell you one way to do it, and I can suggest one way that you do it. That is to buy some of the Nikki Giovanni works. But don't just buy her work. You know, we at the Transformative Justice Coalition, we do banned book giveaways. And so if you purchase Nikki Giovanni books and donate them to the Transformative Justice Coalition to go into our book giveaway, that way we can be certain that books that are needed by people are received and Nikki Giovanni's work can be given away. That way people that can't afford to buy the book have the opportunity to experience what a phenomenal woman Nikki Giovanni was.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad, Daryl. Let's talk about that. People don't know that one of the things that TJC, Transformative Justice Coalition, does is that we unite with our partners, we unite with our young people, and we go into communities and we are just in our own communities. We go out and we make sure that books that are affirmative for African-American children, for Latino children, for children of all races, for young adults. We even give away books for adults, but we make sure that those books are circulated. Daryl, tell people. We've had folks tell us that